Hi, everyone. It's Steven Schleicher from Major Spoilers. I just want to take this time to say hi and let you know that it's Thanksgiving week here in North America, and we're going to be taking a little time off. So all the new shows that you thought you were going to hear this week, well, you're not going to hear them this week because we want to go and spend some time with our family and generally reflect on the year that has come to pass and what we are thankful for. So just like we did last year, I thought we'd go around the table, the big grand Major Spoilers table, and hear from some of our regulars and some of our new people about what they are thankful for this year. So why don't we start off with Rodrigo Lopez?
Hey, guys. Let's see. What am I thankful for? Well, I'm employed, so that's good.
Woo!
I'm thankful for that. I am thankful for my family. They're all great. I'm thankful for Major Spoilers and the people that I've met through it. It's good times. I am thankful that we live in an era where superhero movies are a thing, to the point where now it's getting to the point where we might start getting, like, circling back around and getting some, like, good, bad superhero movies out of the deal. It's like, I'm just glad it's become a genre where you can, like, do things with it. That's basically what I'm thankful for. And as I reflect on my plate of turkey.
There you go. Matthew Peterson.
Hello.
It's time for you to be. It's time for you to be thankful.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it really?
Well, you don't have to be thankful if you don't want to.
Well, that's okay. 2014 and the last few weeks of 2013 that constitute the year since we last spoke in this manner have actually been a pretty good year. And I think that the main thing that I am thankful for is this is the beginning of year five of having a type 1 diabetic daughter who has no major complications and no big issues from not having a pancreas and is basically healthy and smart and cool and funny. And today I went and I talked to her teachers and they were all like, yeah, she's really smart and cool and funny and socially adept and not a pain in the ass or anything. So I'm happy for that. My family's in, you know, a relatively good place emotionally. I don't hate my job. I have, you know, this job that I do that I like and I go and I do it. The last 14 months, I've met a lot of really, really cool people. I met all of my co-hosts for the first time, not for the first time individually, but all of them. I actually was in a room with Zach and Rodrigo and Rob and Brian and Adriana, which I'm thankful for that. That was an experience that, aside from the week and a half of altitude sickness, getting over it, I wouldn't trade for anything more than the 4 hours I spent watching Ben-Hur back. And I'm also thankful for Major Spoilers. It keeps me from, you know, flipping out and spinning and spinning and spinning till there's blood all over the walls. And I've said it before, I have these conversations anyway. It's good to have them with someone else. All in all, a very good year. I'm very thankful for a lot of things, but mostly I'm thankful because it's a pretty awesome world, even though my governor's a jackwagon. So, yeah, that's actually really nice. I enjoy that.
Okay, Zach, what about you?
2014 and then 2013 have been quite a crazy year for me. I got married.
Yay.
So,
yay.
I'm pretty...
How is Melanie?
She changed her name to Aubrey.
Did she?
Yeah, she changed her name to Aubrey. It's crazy.
I'll never remember that.
No, this has been a good year. I'm thankful that we are married. It's very nice so far, going on like 3 months. I think we're in for the long haul. I think we're going to make it. I'm very thankful that the coming year does not involve wedding planning because, believe it or not, not the funnest thing in the world at most times. So I'm glad that is over. You know, I'm going to get a new sibling in the coming weeks. So that is the new normal in my life, it feels like. So that's
every few weeks a new sibling.
Every few weeks I just feel like there's a new one coming out. So, you know, I'm thankful for my family. It's been good. I got to actually see them all for the wedding. So that was nice. We all got to be together. That was great. You know, I'm really thankful for Steven and Major Spoilers because without them, I'm pretty sure my brain would explode. Steven allows us to do some really cool things here that, you know, other jobs that we have in the real world don't always allow us to get to do. So having Steven has been really great this last year for me personally. I think 2015 is going to be a great year. And I think that's it.
And let's check in with Brian.
Oh, I'm thankful to have a new job that's not in retail. That's always great. Thankful to have a new girlfriend. Fun times. Thankful that we're finally getting the water heater replaced. And yeah, good times. New roommate. That's good. Good to have.
Thanks, Brian. What about you, Rob?
I'll echo the water heater thing. It was way too long. Thankful for the new job as well. The same job as Brian. Thankful for still being able to do this despite how stunningly amazing it is to have a chance to have done this to start with. Friends, family, the usual. It's been a decent year. I'm happy.
Everybody knows Wayne from Wayne's Comics, and Wayne's got a few thoughts to share.
2014 was another great year for me, Wayne Hall, at MajorSpoilers.com. I had a great time writing my comics portal columns, and I appreciate Stephen and everybody else's support so that I can do these kinds of things here. I reviewed several books that I really enjoyed and got to share with you all, and I always enjoy reviewing because I'm trying to give you all what I think are the best products out there so you can invest your money wisely. But it's also been another big year for the Wayne's Comics podcast. I passed 125 episodes, and in episode 125 got to speak with Wendy Pini from ElfQuest, which was great. And also episode 150 came and went, and I got to talk with Bob Layton of Iron Man fame as well. So those were big accomplishments, but there were several other folks I got to talk with that I really enjoyed. Peter J. Tomasi, Chuck Dixon, Paul Tobin, Dan Juergens, Frank J. Barbieri, James Tynan IV, Michael Allen Nelson, and James Asmus, to mention a few. I'm looking forward to the next year because there's lots of good things in the works as far as interviews go. So be sure to listen in and listen to the other podcasts and programs as well, because we work hard to bring you the best that we can. So have a great 2015, and thanks for another great year at MajorSpoilers.com.
I'm super excited that Jason Inman and Ashley Victoria Robinson became part of the Major Spoilers family this year, and they've got a few thoughts on what they're thankful for this year.
Happy Thanksgiving or other appropriate holiday out there, spoiler rights. Steven, the big poobah at Major Spoilers HQ, asked us to ask and tell what we were thankful for this year. And so, Ashley, I ask you, what are you thankful for 2014?
I'm thankful that I get to celebrate American Thanksgiving as well as Canadian Thanksgiving.
Double dipping.
Because for all my countrymen, it was Thanksgiving about a month ago. I'm thankful for my family, who I don't get to see right now and who I don't get to see often enough back up north. I'm thankful for Frodo Baggins, my favorite fictional character, who I said I would mention here. I'm really thankful in a really selfish way for the Red Shirt Diaries and Geek History Lesson, because they're two ideas and two things that I've wanted to do for such a long time. And Steven graciously lets us post all about it and share all the information here and host it for us. And we've had a lot of amazing opportunities that I don't know if we would have been able to have any other way. And that's really, really meaningful. And what I'm really thankful for is the people that I've met through Major Spoilers. I've met some of the people who mean the most to me and who would do anything for me, who I've never met in person. I know from being involved with this site. And that's like really amazing. And now I'm getting emotional about it.
That's a lot to be thankful for. Those are good things.
Yeah, so I'm going to pass the buck back over to you.
Well, first off, I would not be any kind of a nerd if I wasn't thankful that I live in the crazy alternate dimension where we're going to get a Batman, Superman movie, and the Inhumans. That just blows my brain. I'm also thankful for everything that has happened because of the Red Shirt Diaries. The Indiegogo, getting to make lots of friends and fans and all these awesome people. I'm just still blown away because I'm a small Kansas farm boy from the middle of nowhere. And just the fact that anybody wants to watch or listen to anything that I do kind of blows my brain. And I'm so thankful for that, and I'm so thankful for that that I wish I could go back in time and tell my 10-year-old self, like, look, this is gonna happen, dude. It's cool. I'm very thankful for everybody at Major Spoilers and everybody that listens to our podcast, and I'm extremely thankful to Steven Schleicher because randomly tweeting at him 3 to 4 years ago and listening to his podcast has now led us to here. And everybody out there doesn't realize all the amazing stuff that he does behind the scenes to make sure that everything at Major Spoilers happens and all the opportunities he's given me. And I am insanely thankful for everything that he does and everything that happens in the Spoilerite HQ and all the secrets that are contained with him. I'm also very thankful that a meteorite has not crashed into the earth. I think that's a good thing. And lastly, I'm thankful for my family, like my brother and my sister. And I'm thankful for a very important person in my life who, without Redshirt Diaries and Geek History Lesson, would not exist. And that is my co-host, Ashley, right here, because without her, I would not have been inspired to do as many projects in the last year as I ever thought that I could do. And she's the prettier half of Geek History Lesson. So it's that I'm thankful for that because nobody wants to listen to my ugly voice. Hey,
that's fine. I'm crying now. Whatever.
So happy Thanksgiving to you all. That's what we're thankful for.
And we're thankful for you.
And we're thankful for anybody that loves listening to this. Bye.
George, what are you thankful for this year?
Hey, folks. This year, first and foremost, I'm thankful for just getting a new job, which is head and shoulders above my old job. A lot more stability, a lot more fun, and just all in all more interesting. So that's a big thing to be thankful for. I'm also thankful that 2 years ago I moved to a new city where I found people to be very welcoming. I've made some very good friends. And with both that job and with the friends that I've met in the new city, Major Spoilers had a big part in making that happen. So I'm also thankful for Rodrigo for inviting me into this great group of people, and Steven for taking me on, and that's had a pretty strange and good effect on my life. And then the biggest thing I'm thankful for is about 1 year ago I got married, and I highly recommend the married life to anyone out there, because for me it's certainly been wonderful, and every day is pretty great. And I'm thankful for my family, my extended family, my health. And on a geekier side of things, I'm pretty thankful for all the great work that Image Comics has been doing this year. I think that they've been putting out a lot of great content, which I'm thankful for, but my wallet certainly isn't. That about covers it for me. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanks, George. And who could forget Chris Wilson?
Hello, everybody. It's Chris, your least favorite Major Spoilers reviewer, and it's that time of year to stuff your face and give thanks. What am I thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for family and all that jazz, but I'm also thankful for comics and everything comic-related because it makes for an awesome hobby. I'm thankful that I got a job that lets me be around that awesome hobby and interact with people that love it as much as I do. I'm also thankful that Major Spoilers exist and that Steven lets an idiot like me write reviews for his site. It's awesome. And I'd like to thank everybody that reads those reviews, all two of you, because you help make the site stick around. And lastly, I'm thankful that Steven didn't make me watch Ben-Hur because I would have had more fun trying to squeeze my fat butt into a pair of Zach's skinny jeans. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
For me this year, it's been a very interesting year. From the point that at this point last year, my wife and I were talking about the possibility of me quitting my real world job and working at Major Spoilers full time, to that realization just a few months later when I walked into my boss's office and said, I'm quitting. I'm going to go follow my dream. I'm going to take this company and make it grow. And of course, the site has grown. We've had some difficulties. We've got a lot of things that we still will overcome, but the company has grown, the site has grown. We get more and more people coming and visiting every day, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm super thankful that my wonderful wife is willing to let me just walk away from, you know, a huge source of money for this household and focus only on a website. And I know that that causes all sorts of frustration when she comes home at the end of the day and vacuuming hasn't been done, or the laundry's still sitting there. I've been working. It's just in a different way. I'm thankful for my two kids. My youngest, who now takes great pride in saying Daddy works from home. And of course, Mason, that many of you have gotten to know his name this year as he's appeared on many of the Major Spoilers podcasts. I'm so thankful that they are growing and are fun and happy and interesting. And I'm really thankful that they're excited about everything that goes on at Major Spoilers. Mason actually said to me the other day when I was sick, he's like, well, Dad, if you don't work, what happens to Major Spoilers? What happens to the site if you had to be sick for a week? So it's I'm thankful that he's excited about Major Spoilers. And of course, I'm thankful for all of our Major Spoilers VIPs, everyone who uses every opportunity that they can to talk about our podcast and our website and who support us financially. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for what you do. And when we check in this time next year, I hope that we have even more things to be thankful for and that we have even more voices that want to share their thoughts about what they're thankful for the past year. I think that wraps it up. I hope you have a good time with your family, wherever you are. Or if you're not with family, just remember that you've got a Major Spoilers family that is thinking about you as well. And I hope you have a good holiday, and we will talk with you again next time.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2014.